the South American Indians of the Andes recognize UFOs as brothers from the sky who have always been there, who are there today. They are not any more unique than an airliner flying overhead with passengers aboard. To them, the brothers from the sky have always been there. They do make contact with the Indians, and they do treat people in remote areas where they cannot get to doctors. They heal them. They treat them medically. They interact with the Indians and with primitive people, both in the high plains and the mountaintops and in the deep jungles. So when we began asking about these brothers from the sky, we discovered stories about these such contacts everywhere. And in the course of one of these stories, we were introduced to an Indian from the upper Amazon. I think his name was Acunta, but I'm not sure at the present time, who offered to take us back into a civilization that he came from that was primarily based on a European culture that was transported there or transposed there sometime about the end of World War II. And they had taken scientists and scientific research underground in an area in the upper Amazon where they had succeeded in developing disc-shaped aerial vehicles that they could use to go all over the world with. The society was, this Indian called the society Akakor. He said that he had guided a German researcher by the name of Brueger, and I think his name was Martin Brueger, B-R-U-G-G-E-R, who was actually taken to the city and was afforded an opportunity to meet with some of the Europeans there. That Indian tribe in that area has many blue-eyed, blonde-haired Indians, and they appear to be descendants of a Germanic a group of people that were taken there sometime in the middle 1940s. And now they have produced children and they are young adults, and a society is flourishing there that is advanced over the contemporary societies around them by substantial degree. We can take you back there. There is a man who lives in that area. His name is A.J. Gaviard, who will be willing to introduce us to either the Indian that guided Martin Brueger or other Indians from the same tribe who may be willing to take us back far enough to meet some of the members of that society. It's operated as a closed society. They do not come out in down the river and enter Western civilizations. When they come out in their spacecraft and pick up what they need and take it back into the society, and they live in a closed environment, pretty much protected by the wilderness of the jungle itself. So it's possible to go back and further investigate the evidence of the existence of Akakor at any time. We can produce people who can do this. We can look at Mr. Brueger's evidence that he published, which was the result of his own research. But I personally am convinced that this society exists, that they have circular disc-shaped craft, that they fly and operate them there, and perhaps some of the disc-shaped craft that we are discovering in the reports of the Indian aboriginals of the highlands, of the upper plateau there, may be some of the vehicles from Akakor. We also know that many of the vehicles that they describe are not from Akakor, that they come from elsewhere. Some of them are extraplanetary. They come from beyond this planet, and they have unique technologies, and they have human beings aboard who are quite different and quite advanced over the contemporary humanity of Earth today. These humans are interacting with the natives down there also, and there is substantial evidence that these extraterrestrial races are directly connected with the earlier civilizations of Tiwanaku, of the Olmecs, of a number of the other earlier civilizations in South America at a time before the last cataclysmic disturbances that changed all the society and reduced it to savagery once more.